How do you reduce infections in hospitals? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shannon Hintze-Leisure, associate professor of biology at Grinnell College, explores whether changing the surfaces you touch may have a benefit.
Hospital-acquired infections, or HAIs, are a serious concern in the medical industry. Of the 35.1 million discharges of inpatients in the U.S. each year, an estimated 1 in 25 contracts an HAI. In 2011, of the 722,000 patients who contracted HAIs, approximately 10% of those patients died from the infection. High-touch surfaces in hospitals play a major role in transmitting infections. They serve as reservoirs for pathogenic microorganisms, including staph, E. coli, and C. diff, which can survive from days to months on dry surfaces. But research I conducted, along with undergraduates Queen Sternardi and Justin Vavrika, shows that using copper alloy materials in place of stainless steel or porcelain on surfaces like faucets, grab bars, door handles, and keyboards reduce bacterial loads by an average of 98%. These results agree with previous studies that showed copper alloy significantly reduced bacteria in intensive care units. But bacteria often repopulate hospital surfaces, making it hard to maintain standards of surface-level cleanliness. In fact, we found no significant difference in bacterial loads between occupied and unoccupied control rooms, suggesting that although a room may look clean, it does not guarantee the surfaces are free of bacteria. This study demonstrates that patients entering rooms with copper surfaces are exposed to substantially fewer bacteria and highlights the ability of copper alloys to maintain bacterial loads at or near cleanliness standards. In other words, copper is key to protecting newly admitted patients from contracting infections and is an integral part of an effective infection control strategy.
That was Shannon Hintze-Leisure of Grinnell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.